Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm Chelsea.
Back in business. I'm JC.
And today we are in the presence of greatness. Miss JC Marie Smith is now a celebrity in a way that we can't
have,
be beat.
We
honestly
could have never dreamed.
No.
I was on the Jumbotron, guys, at the Suns game in Arizona.
And not just, you know, not just an audience member who got a second of, you know, where they notice they're on the screen, they wave. JC was the main event of halftime.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I was one of three. So if you've been to like a basketball game, you've probably seen how during like timeouts and during halftime, they'll have certain people who like play games. They will be like you
shoot
know,
a hoop or
shoot a hoop or try and get this and play this word game and see if whatever. So right before the game, we got there a little bit early. We flew in for the day to go to this game just because we thought it'd be fun. Leif and I, and we went with my parents too. So we were sitting there. We got there a little bit early, which honestly, the whole experience, like we must go to a Suns game together at home and like get good seats because we watched them warm up. Yeah, I'm down. We watched them warm up. I was like 10 feet from Devin Booker. Like this man is everything and more in person. And anyway, so that was the first just great part of the night. We got to watch them warm up. It was like Booker and Ayton, and they were warming up, and it was basically just them, and we were just super close to them.
Wow.
And it was—
Did he talk about Kendall?
Unfortunately, no. And then—
They're just spilling the tea while they're shooting.
Yeah.
He's like, so me and Kendall, we're having some problems.
Yeah. We're secretly married.
Yeah.
No. Then we went back to our seats, and this woman approaches us and is like, hi, like, would either of you— and she's talking to Leif and I— would either of you want to be, like, want to play one of these games? It'll be, like, up on the screen and blah, blah, blah. And we're just shook. And she was actually more leaning towards Leif. She's like, Leif, like, would you want to do it? And Leif was like, I cannot do that. Yeah. Like, he was getting so just, he was like, I cannot. There's no way. And he volunteered me as tribute. He literally puts his arm on me. He goes, she would be really good. I'm like, cool. But at the same time, I'm
like, she's a star.
Yeah. I'm like, this is also my moment.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And it's this word scramble game. Where, so she asked this before the game. So I knew it was going to be happening in the second quarter. So the first quarter of the game, I was so just on edge. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm
the anticipation is worse than actually doing it.
Yeah. So then they pull me aside like right before the second quarter or whatever. And we go like down a few rows, whatever. And then she starts explaining the game to me. And she's like, it's a word scramble game. So there's a word that's like, it's kind of like the game, what is it called? Quizlet or not Quizlet. It's like
I play that game on my phone, but I do not know what it's called.
Wordscapes, or is that a different one? I don't know. But anyway, there's a bunch of letters and you have to form words out of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but the letters in and of itself, it's like 9 letters. And yeah. they themselves form a word. So she was like, the word on the screen, it'll be all jumbled, but the word is basketball. So you can say basketball. You can say basket. You can say ball. You can say all. Ask. Like, these are all words that you're forming from. Mm-hmm. You're not understanding?
No, I'm confused because that's not what happened in your video.
That concept word. Was, but not the word.
Oh. I thought you were saying that's what she said the word was.
No,
and I was
she
like,
did.
Oh.
She did.
Oh.
So she told me, she's like, the word is basketball. They fed me all the answers so that I wouldn't look stupid on camera. Like,
yeah.
They don't want you to choke and like, they want you to be able to win. So what it was I'm doing this word game against a player, like mm-hmm. a player on the Suns team. And it's pre-recorded. So he's already gone and he got a certain amount of words correct. And then I have to like beat him in order to win the prize.
Yeah.
So he got 6 words. They already told me this. So I like know all this inside information. They're like, hey, he got 6 words. So you just have to get 6 or more.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's super easy. The word is basketball. So, and again, they're telling me all the words. They're like, so here are words you can use.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool. So I'm like memorizing basketball, basket, ball, all. Ask, task. Like I have all these words in my head being like, okay, so I can guarantee that I can get them all. And so I don't look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The word goes up on the screen and it's not basketball.
Well, it wasn't even a word, was it?
It was slam dunk, but it was all scrambled.
Yeah, I was going to say it didn't even look like a word because it was like in a circle.
So I'm ready to go basket, whatever. And they're like literally like 30 seconds on the clock. We're here with JC. Okay, go. I look up. It's not basketball. So I actually have to come up with all these words.
Oh
and
my god!
In 30 seconds. And I'm—
Jail.
I'm so thrown off because I have literally memorized my part,
yeah.
basically. So I'm just like, so you can see me at the beginning. I just freeze. I go, and then I'm like, sun, suns. And I just start going because I'm like, okay, I guess
it's
not basketball.
Oh, you did great for not knowing.
Thanks. And there were some moments of silence. And then she'd be like, come on, Suns fans, help her out. And people would
help
be screaming. Couldn't hear a word,
yeah.
obviously.
Just trying to get like
stadium,
the moment.
And me just standing there and just speechless.
Like, thinking like that you could hear a yeah. word that they were going to say.
Yeah, it makes it way worse actually yeah. when they yell. So
help her out.
Anyway, oh yeah, I wouldn't stop saying
them
that.
Them just angry, like yelling, like, listen to me.
So then I did get 7 words. So I did beat him, which was awesome because I genuinely did not know if I'd be able to. But the girl was super, she was like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. They told me it was going to be basketball. So someone lied to me on that. She's like, I am so sorry. Because at first I was like, oh, did they throw me off on purpose to like—
Yeah, literally so rude.
But yeah, she was basically saying that was completely not supposed to happen. And she was really sorry about it. But
well, you looked
still,
great up there.
Thank you. It was
the
still
jacket.
A great experience. It was a beautiful night and it was worth— You know, because we were like, are we a little extra for like flying in for the day, going to the Suns game?
No.
Nope. It was worth every penny.
100%.
So that's my story for the week.
And it was a great game.
It was such a good game. It was such a good game. It was so fun. And yeah, everything's been going a little too good lately.
Don't say
Starting
that.
Starting to scare me.
Don't say that. Your car will get stolen the next day. I was just thinking about that. I said that to Nick. I'm like, do you remember when our car was stolen and then we got it back the next day? That was so crazy.
Throwback.
Yeah.
To literally last month.
Yeah.
You know where you can get me a great Galentine's Day present from this year, Chelsea?
Where?
Macy's. Just head to macys.com/giftfinder. They have so many options. This is very, comes in very handy if you know who you're shopping for, but you're not exactly sure what to get them. So whether you're shopping for yourself or like a girlfriend, a partner, a spouse, they've got it all covered. So they have different categories. They have like for him, for her, for kids, pets. And then they have also it broken down by price. So if you want something $25 and under, $50 and under. They also have like luxe gifts if you're really going for gold this year.
I'm going for gold.
Okay.
From me.
Awesome. For example, under like the $25 gifts and under, they have this like neck and shoulder wrap that has like aromatherapy. They have t-shirts, a nice like plush cardigan robe type thing, games, socks, just really great little gifts for anyone on your list.
Like you said, Macy's has the best gifts for cozy nights in, date nights out, treating yourself, celebrating Galentine's, and luxe gifts for those who like the finer things in life. Find the most sought-after gifts from Macy's best brands like Martha Stewart Collection, Dior, Kendra Scott, and Coach. And don't forget to treat yourself. You deserve a delightful fragrance, maybe a new self-care beauty routine, or beautiful jewelry. Just go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, that's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Go check it out.
Let's face it, taking trips to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why we recommend mailing and shipping online at stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. I can confirm that going to the post office is just a hassle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Stamps.com has saved businesses thousands of hours and tons of money. With Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS all in one place, plus big discounts on mailing and shipping rates.
You know what? I'm going to say this, that Stamps.com is coming in clutch because if you are like me and you order a lot of stuff online when you shop and you have to return a lot of stuff, this could save you lots of money because mm-hmm. sometimes the package never makes it to the post office because I don't have time for that. So Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller shipping out orders, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com.
So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There is no risk, and with our promo code, What We Said, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in What We Said. That's Stamps.com, promo code What We Said. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Oh, you have another exciting announcement.
Oh, yes. My life's been very eventful this month. Leif was just saying, he's like, this month has been, like, so much has happened. And I'm like, no, it's true. We've just been go, go, go this month for some reason.
But January. I feel like, yeah, it's been
great.
It's been full.
Yeah. No, it's been really great. But I am going in.
Oh, not anymore. Sorry.
Not anymore. I am going in for plastic surgery, a medical procedure.
Just going under the knife.
I'm going under the knife tomorrow, you guys. So by the time that you're listening to this, it's already happened. I'm just going to say what it is now because I've been on TikTok saying I didn't want to say what I'm getting done until it's done because I don't want people's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm already getting it, it's like, I'd rather just get it and just, people will probably still say stuff, but at least it's not like no,
specific.
Don't do it, this and this, whatever. So what I'm having done is a chin augmentation, which is basically a little chin implant that they place in your chin to give me more projection. And it's really hard to explain, obviously, because this is just audio and not visual. I'm going to do a whole recap of my experience. And, well, first of all, if you want a reveal of it or you want to see like my day-to-day, go on TikTok because I'm going to be like kind of vlogging my experience. But we'll do a podcast episode later once I'm like a few weeks out because that's when I'll know better what the results are.
Yeah, I was going to say, when can we expect to see the chin in all of its glory?
So I think after a month, it'll be like pretty close to what it will be. And I think after 2 months, it'll be pretty set.
Okay.
But even after the first few weeks, it should be a lot less swollen and stuff. I think for the first week, I'll just be pretty bruised and swollen. So yeah. I don't think we'll really understand what it looks like for a little bit. I've been just very excited up until the past 2 days. I have been terrified. Like today I was having major, like I couldn't sleep last night super well because I was like getting really nervous about it because it's my face, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, I've never gone like under the knife like that. And because it's an actual
surgery.
Are
you more nervous for the procedure or for the results?
They're calling me.
Oh.
The plastic surgery office is calling me. I have to answer this. I was like, could you imagine? They're like, we have to cancel right after I said life's getting too good. Yeah. No, she just asked if I could come in 30 minutes later for check-in. So anyway, I've just been getting super nervous. I think the main thing I'm nervous about is that I'm not going under anesthesia, and it's 3 hours long. And I didn't really know that until literally today. Like, I thought it was going to be, for some reason, an hour and a half-ish. And I just asked today to clarify. And they're like, you're slated for like 3 hours, 12:30 to 3:30. And I was like, okay, now I'm getting nervous. But she said that I will be sedated, just not completely under. So yeah. I should be pretty loopy. And hopefully I can just like fall asleep during it. But I'm also getting a few other little things done with the chin augmentation to like round out the results, which I'll talk more about again, like a little bit later and on YouTube and stuff. But yeah, I'm excited. The reason for it, in case anyone's like, why or what's happening, I'm a mouth breather. That should tell you all you need to know. Basically, my chin doesn't have a ton of projection. It kind of just like drops. And therefore, it makes my face really round and doesn't give me very much of like a defined jawline. And I always say, like, people are like, well, I feel like your chin, like, on Instagram, it doesn't look blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I know my angles, girl. Like, trust me. I know my angles at this point. I've been doing these photos for so long. And even in videos, I'm, like, very strategic about my angles, I feel like. Just even subconsciously.
Yeah.
But whenever I'm, like, just candid, I'm like, okay, the jawline really fallen off. So I'm excited. What it's really for is to balance out your face.
Yeah.
It just makes things more, a little bit more structured and sculpted and balanced. So that's the goal.
I don't think it will be like this shocking, you know,
result
where people won't even recognize you, because people, I think, hear plastic surgery and they just picture the worst case scenarios that they see in Hollywood of these women botched, who have like completely changed their whatever. But I think I'm excited. I think it'll look really good.
Yeah. Do you know who I just found out has a chin implant?
Who?
Stassi Schroeder. Is that how you say your name? Mm-hmm. I actually, like, am not super familiar with her because I don't really watch Vanderpump, but
I actually knew that because she always jokes about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because look at these photos.
Wow.
Like, it just gave her more of a chin, you know, and more of a...
Oh my gosh. I don't even recognize her in the other one.
Yeah, she looks very different actually in that photo. I think it's the hair as well. She also
has completely opposite the hair color, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably it. But yeah, I don't think it will be very shocking. I don't want it to be. I was saying, I'm like,
that's not the goal.
The last thing I want to be is Crimson Chin or Handsome Squidward. Like, that is not the goal here at all. I want it to be very subtle. I don't even want people I know to, well, I'm talking about it on a podcast.
I don't want people to know.
I don't want anyone to know. I wouldn't want them to be able to be like, whoa, something crazy happened to change your face. I just would want it to look a little better.
Wait, what were you going to tell me before? And then you said, let's save it for the podcast. Because I said, oh, I commented on your TikTok, like, can't wait to see your extra large BBL.
Okay. So I posted and I was like, 2 days until I get plastic surgery. Like, not going to say what it is though until after, just because I don't want opinions. First of all.
Don't tell me people start guessing.
Oh, you know, people start guessing. They're like, boob job. Woo, can't wait. I'm like, ladies, let's not count our chickens before they hatch. I kind of knew that would happen.
Please post the results.
I kind of knew that happened, but people are like, the twins, like, she's getting new yitties, everyone. I'm like, girls,
no.
I'm fine with my small boobs.
Yeah.
No.
They're like, I've been waiting for this.
No, and then people start guessing more. They're like, nose job, buckle fat removal. I'm like, really, girls?
Nose job? How dare they?
I know. I swear this one person was trolling me. They kept commenting on every single one of my videos. They're like, it's obviously a nose job, you guys. Look at it. I'm like,
okay, that's the one thing they can't troll you on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's my best asset of my face. Yeah. So number one, it doesn't hurt my feelings. Number two, I know that you're just like trolling me. Because I'm like, I guess not everyone would have to think that I have a great nose. But I'm like, that's like my favorite part of my face.
Yeah, sorry.
But anyway, yeah, people started guessing. Someone's like, hopefully hip implants. I'm like, cool.
So rude and unnecessary. Never even heard of that.
Cracking me up. And then the other thing I was going to say is, at the end of this video that I made, I was like, wow, I'm shocked at how nice. Because truly, so that before it kind of went, like it got more views. At the beginning when it was just my audience, the comments were so nice and supportive. Like, I was really like, wow, I am actually genuinely shocked. I thought people would be like, no, don't change something. But everyone was so nice. Be like, yes, like you go, girl. I can't wait to see it. I know it'll be great. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. So then I made a TikTok. I was like, I'm genuinely shocked. Like, thank you guys for just being so nice. And then at the end, I was like, and I can't wait for my BBL as a joke.
Yeah.
Everyone thought I was serious. Everyone was like, I was not expecting that. But like, good. Like, that's awesome. Like, that and I was like, wait. No. Like, I thought it was obvious that it was a joke. Yeah. But it was, I guess it wasn't. So then I commented. I was like, you guys, I was like, I was completely joking about the BBL. Anyway, then I was like, cool. Gosh. Am I now like shaming people for having a BBL? I was just like, anyway.
It was mostly a roller coaster. Because it's like a TikTok inside joke.
Right. That's like, what
BBLs
I thought.
BBLs are, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's funny. Everyone was ultimately very, very supportive and awesome. So I'm very excited to see the
results. Is always when it gets out to the masses.
Yep. That's when it gets out to the random people.
They're getting better. When the profile pictures start becoming cartoon characters, that's when you know you just got to block out the haters.
I've started blocking people. Like if they say something rude, I'm like, you've got to go. I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah.
Also, this girl sent me this super long, which she's really, it was actually a very, very sweet email. So
she sent you an email?
Yeah, she sent me an email about like her boob job, like her breast augmentation experience. And it was like very nice and it was super detailed and long.
Because she thought that's what you were getting.
But I think everyone just assumes I'm getting my boobs done because I don't have boobs. But then at the end, she was like, I also know like maybe you're not even getting a boob job. I'm because she was talking about how like afterwards she was like very shocked and like she was kind of upset that she did it. And then after like a month, she was really like loved it.
Because
also with plastic surgery, I think in general, it takes a little bit to like get into its final state. So I could see my chin and be like, oh my gosh, it's so swollen. Like it looks crazy. And then after a month, be like, oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But it could take time. And so I think that was her point of saying it. But anyway.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So I'm trying to mentally prepare to just be chill with anything that happens.
Yeah. I
hope I love it.
The older I get, the more I realize how many different procedures there are.
So many.
You always think there's like the classic two, like a nose job and a boob job. Like that's all I knew of when I was younger.
Yeah.
And now, like even when I look at celebrities, they've gotten so many different procedures I've never
that
even
you
heard
would
of.
Have never known.
Yeah. I didn't even know what a tummy tuck came up on my For You page the other day. Like this doctor talking about tummy tucks. And I've always heard that, but I never really knew what it was. And then when I saw it, I'm like, they can do that?
Yeah,
that
it's
is
crazy.
So crazy.
It is crazy.
They can work magic.
There are a ton of procedures that
big and small.
When I started like looking into all this, I was like, oh, wow. Every doctor, well, I say every, I went to like two different doctors and like asked them because I didn't actually want to get an implant at first because I was like, that just seems like a bit much, like invasive. And both of them immediately when I said like what I was trying
to achieve.
You walked
in like, oh, chin
implant. Yeah, they're like, ooh, honey, get this girl chin implant ASAP.
Bring the extra large.
Yeah, no, but both of them said that immediately. They were like, oh, if you would want to like have a more defined, balanced face and like more defined jawline, yeah, you'd want a chin implant because your chin doesn't have enough projection as it is to get that result.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've seen so many people that have just had such great results with it. It looks so natural and so beautiful. So that's where I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I also really wanted to do it before I like get pregnant or have kids.
Yeah.
I wanted to just like have it done. So
yeah, that is.
Because it's permanent, by the way. I don't know if I made that clear, but
yeah,
it's like in there forever. So
doesn't it like not weld itself to?
Yeah, kind of. Like it kind of just like molds into like your bone, I'm pretty sure. They can remove it. The only thing that's keeping me like feeling, feeling completely okay with it is that it is technically reversible. They can take it out. I think like soon after.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure in general they just could. Yeah. But if I like hate it, I could get it removed.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel a little bit better because I'm like, if literally I was like, I am Crimson Chin, like I could get a smaller one.
Yeah.
Or
I just
take it out.
I don't see that happening.
I don't see it either. It's the one I'm getting is a pretty small implant. So
yeah.
It
Have
shouldn't
you
be
seen
too crazy.
The implant?
Yeah. Mm. It's kind of wild to like see what's going to be in my face, but.
It is crazy. I know, like, whenever I see the boob job implants, so weird.
So crazy.
We didn't say the topic of today's episode, but.
No, we did not.
That's okay. We don't have to.
We don't have to. It's
let's stop
podcast.
Shitting on ourselves.
Yeah, let's stop.
It's 22 rules for 2022. We each made 11 rules. I hadn't like really seen this trend. I only saw you do it. Maybe I just missed out. Have you ever like missed out completely on a TikTok trend?
Yeah, I don't think it was a
like,
trend.
Like it just doesn't hit your For You page?
Yeah. Leif will be like, oh, you know this thing? And I'm like, I've never seen that. And he'll show me. I'm like, what the?
And then
like
millions of views. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I've been left out.
Days later, I'll see it or something. But I don't know if it was a trend. But I saw another girl do it on TikTok and she does a lot of just lists on her phone and then she like talks about them. Oh. So that was kind of, I don't think it was like a huge trend or anything.
Oh, gotcha.
Do you have any life updates, by the way? I've literally been talking for
no
30 minutes.
About. I mean, not really.
How's Case?
He's great. He's a cutie. I was just telling JC I'm so sore. I was like stretching and I was like, oh, I'm so sore. And JC's like, from what? And I was like, literally from being a mom. That breastfeeding and holding him up to my boob. I can't even tell you how much, I don't have like the strongest of arms. And also, mind you, I haven't like worked out my arms in a year. So holding him up to breastfeed every 2 hours and like supporting him, he's kind of a chunker. I'm like, dude, my shoulders are so sore. My neck and like from leaning over, I've got to learn how to bend over better to pick him up and things like that. But other than that, it's been great. He was turned a month old yesterday. So time's flying.
So crazy.
I know. He's but so cute. We're going to do a more in-depth, you know, talk about mom life. Nick's going to join me. So
yeah, pretty soon.
I'm going to get into all of that, but he's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's a little cute little angel like cherub. Like he just is so sweet.
He is sweet.
His face is so precious.
Yeah. He's actually been a pretty good baby. I don't know if people are still saying like he's a good baby, but he's a pretty, he goes down at night easy. He's easy baby, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy is I haven't weighed him yet, but I think right now he probably weighs as much as I did when I was literally born.
Gosh.
I told Nick that. I'm like, can you imagine that coming out of me?
No, absolutely not.
Because he's gained like a couple pounds since he was born. And I thought he was huge when he came out. I'm like, my poor mom.
I cannot believe you were like 10. What were you?
10 pounds, 12 ounces.
That is nuts.
So crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Huge. Just literally, mom's like, you came out a 3 month old. Like, you just looked huge. But anyways, let's get into these rules.
Let's do it. Sometimes you can be, you know, trying your best to have all these healthy habits, but something is still just interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals. I think we've all been there. That's why we love our sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You'll connect in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. You can send a message to your counselor anytime and you will get thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And this is all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room, which is truly revolutionary because I feel like that could potentially be the worst part of having to go to therapy and just sit there uncomfortably and wait. So we love them. We
can
love
confirm it is possibly the worst part. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can find all the particular expertise that you need online. You don't have to limit yourself to the counselors located just near you. These counselors are professionals who are specialized in depression, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, sleeping, trauma, and more. Anything you share is confidential. It is convenient, professional, affordable counseling online. And you can check out testimonials. They're posted daily on their website. So we want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid.
The power of long hair. Let's talk about it. I have very, very naturally fine, thin hair. I always have. And honestly, something that boosts my confidence is having extensions in. And the BFB hair extensions. I've had their fill-ins, which I used on our New York trip. If you guys have a great memory and remember what I looked like in those photos.
Literally like Megan Fox, I can refresh your memory.
I was getting lots of compliments and it's literally because of the fill-ins. They just help because my hair is so thin, but it has some length that just makes it look more full, beautiful, voluptuous. And then I got the classic set for my maternity photos and I just love the way that I look
and
with them.
I look perfect. So yeah.
If you want to look as perfect as me, make sure you get the BFB hair extensions. But I've tried them all. I also just got the updo one. I haven't tried it quite yet, but I've heard great things about that one as well.
So the classic set gives amazing length. This is a fun way to change up your look and add versatility. It's great for everyday wear, but is also the perfect addition for special occasions. And then the fill-ins will give you so much volume and fullness. I love these. And I used these when I had shorter hair too. And then the up is an all-in-one weft made for dramatic updos or for your everyday pony, which this is just genius, I must say. BFB currently offers 23 shades in its collections, but stay tuned as more shades are launching this year in 2022. And they also just recently branched out and they're offering an assortment of merchandise. So they have really cute hats and some other stuff. They strive to make extensions easy to use while also helping to promote confidence and self-love. They offer online videos and tutorials for those both new and experienced with extensions. They have an amazing team available to help you through the process with one-on-one consultations.
So go follow them on Instagram at bfbhair and at bfb.academy for educational resources, helpful videos, and hair extension friendly tutorials. You can go get 15% off all their products using the code What We Said at checkout. Some exclusions may apply. That's code What We Said at checkout. Do you want to start?
My first one's boring. I'm like, start looking
with the
at
boring
it.
Ones.
Start with the boring ones?
Yeah. Really keep them in.
Here's the thing. I just sound like a broken record. It's like we were just talking about this. We're like, how many times can we like
tell you to go on a freaking walk?
Yeah, that's what mine was. Daily hot girl walk. Here's the thing. Okay, while listening to a podcast, and I put ideally what we said, I do feel like daily walks are life-changing. And I just want to reiterate that because I feel like some people just haven't hopped on yet.
Maybe you haven't started listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And or maybe this is like, you know, what's the word?
The seventh time.
Exactly. Like you're supposed to hear something seven times before it actually clicks for you. So yeah. Maybe right now is the seventh. This probably is the 50th time.
No, you know
time,
what? When I was listening, I must say I've been really enjoying being a What We Said listener. It's a fun experience. This is a great podcast. Your guys' episode, you and Beth, when you guys did the Hot Girl Healthy Habits one. Wow, that's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. It's all of those things. I'm like, I already knew all of those things, but it's like, none of those things are groundbreaking, but just hearing them and being reminded of them, I can't be reminded enough to do, like to take care of myself. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Except for I was a little triggered. Beth was like, make sure your body repairs itself when you sleep. You need good quality, long sleep. And I like had just woken up from only getting 2 hours of sleep. I'm like, she's like, you are missing out on your body's best benefits if you are missing out on sleep. I'm like, cool.
Oh, no. It doesn't count if you're a new mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think going on daily walks is so nice. Like, I told Leif I kind of want to make it a goal to go on, like, a 2-mile walk every morning because I feel like that's not so crazy, but it's also
how long does it take to walk 2 miles? I have no clue. I only know time.
What do you mean time? Like, I know how to tell time. let me see.
I mean, in terms of walks, I never like, oh, I walked 2 miles.
I want to say, like, an hour or, like, 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
It depends how long you're walking.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, how fast you're walking. Just cannot get it right. It says typical walking speed is like 20 minutes per mile. So at this pace, it will take you around 40 minutes to
walk
2 miles.
That's perfect. Yeah.
I feel like that's perfect because it's a substantial amount to walk, but it's not so crazy of a goal. Like I would love to walk like 5 miles a day, but
that's
I feel
a
like
lot of time.
That's yeah. An hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours. And I'm just like, at this moment, I don't have that much capacity to give like 2 hours to walking a day. Don't want to prioritize that. So yeah, I think 2 miles a day is a really good goal. You could start off with 1 mile too. That would be like 25 minutes, which I feel like is also
totally
great and very doable.
And 25 minutes, you're not sweating up a storm either. So you could even go like in your work clothes when you get home from work.
Yeah, I feel like going on a walk. The reason I should be more specific for why. I talked about this in the last episode, but since I go with Leif, I don't have my phone, which is really nice. If I was going alone, I would take my phone and probably listen to a podcast, which I also feel like is just like a good
Both
vibe.
Are great in their own ways.
Yeah. And it just gets you outside. It gets you moving. It gets you not so wrapped up in your thoughts. And it's just really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree. That's been the only thing literally that I've been doing the last month that's out of, you know, my house basically is like going on a daily walk most days. And it really is so nice, especially if you do go with someone like in your family or whatever. I feel like for most people, the pandemic, that's one beautiful thing that they got out of it was everyone was going on walks. Remember? Mm-hmm. Like in the first lockdown. And I see people walking all over TikTok.
Yeah.
So if, jump on the train. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your physical health. You know, get out and walk more. I want to make sure that wasn't one of my rules, but I don't think it was. I'm like, I think I was a little more creative than
Yeah.
No, my
I hope you were.
Not. Okay, my first one is we're not using the word chuggy anymore, and this is mostly for myself.
Okay, I like that.
And I think, you know, sometimes JC has shortened it to Chug. Like, that's just so Chug. But mostly because I think we just got to let people like what they like. And like stop that. Judging their choices, especially like their fashion choices, what they enjoy doing, what they like consuming. And I think Chuggy, like saying something's Chuggy is just a way that people's, you know, are trying to bring other people's opinions and preferences down,
it's
you know?
It definitely has a negative connotation, that's for sure.
It might be hard for us to kick, but we'll try.
Yeah, we'll try to kick the Chugs. Yeah. If that could be hard.
I mean, maybe not for yourself, but maybe saying especially for other people, like, oh, what they're doing is so Chuggy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, mostly I say it about myself, I will say.
Yeah.
Like, remember when I got my nails done and they were square? I'm like, I'm Chugmeister. It was bad. Okay. My second one is kind of more of, you know, maybe more of a jokey one, but I said stop settling for the bare minimum. I just feel like this maybe especially goes out to my girls out there who are like dating or in that phase of life in college. Like, stop settling for bare minimum from guys, from friendships, from relationships, just in general. Like, I've witnessed some just people in my life.
At your job.
Yeah, just literally settling. I don't know how else to say it, but I said settling for bare minimum effort.
Yes.
Like, from guys, text them once and it's like they just gave them the world. And I'm like, dude, that's not even impressive. Like, I just feel like we all need to raise our standards in general and have high standards and expectations for, like, the person who you're going to be with or your friendships in life. Like, stop settling for friends who bring you down or don't make you feel good when you're around them. It's like, we're done. 2022, we're moving on.
The next rule that I have is treating your home more like a sanctuary. And maybe I'm saying this because I've been home so much recently, but I don't know if we've said this or if Kristen said this, but or if I saw on TikTok, I don't know anymore where I get these things, but like having a morning and closing shift, basically, like you treat your home almost like cleaning your house like you were working a job. And especially if you have a partner or a roommate, so it doesn't seem as daunting. Me and Nick will always be like, okay, I'll get the opening shift, you get the closing shift. So like if he's busy in the morning, I'll be like, okay, I got the opening shift and I'll clean up the house like really quickly, just tidy up in the morning for like 15 minutes and then he'll do it at night. He may be doing both some days.
Yeah.
For me, while, you know, I'm being a freaking dairy cow and hooked up to a freaking pump and a child at the same time. But it's actually helped so much. And when Kristen was on, she did talk about this as well, like cleaning a little bit in the morning, cleaning a little bit at night. And I fall off of it sometimes, but I've been a lot better at it since we've been home more often. And it has made our house feel more cozy and like we actually care about it and like more like it's a sanctuary where we can feel safe and clear.
Clean. Yeah. And yeah. Having, I mean, you know, we talked about that in the last episode too, just like decluttering and having things organized. It really does a wonder. It does wonders for you.
Yes.
It changes just your day and your outlook on everything. Okay. I am basic for saying this, but I don't care. Watch more sunsets. That's a goal of mine. Leif and I were saying we want to go to the beach and watch the sunset at least once a week.
Like, yeah.
Especially living here, it's so beautiful. I'm just like, the fact that, you know, we could go 2 weeks without going there. I'm like, what? We need to just go and watch the sunset. And that you don't have to go to the beach if you don't live near the beach, but just anywhere. I feel like I also had sunrises on there, like watch more sunrises too at some point. Yeah, I feel like that's something you have to plan for more and it's not as realistic, at least for my life. So yeah, just watch more sunsets. Just being in nature and watching the sunset, it always, like especially over the ocean, to me just brings me so much like peace. And for some reason, it makes me just have more expansive thoughts where I'm just like, oh my gosh, the world is so much bigger than me. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're just looking out and being like, there's so much to life. And maybe that's me making things too deep. But
no, when I watch a sunset on the beach specifically, I've had like literally life-changing epiphanies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to do that.
So small in the best way.
We're trying to do that once a week. And specifically, I like doing that on Sundays because I feel like it's such a great way to end the week and kind of start a new one. So, yeah.
Okay. Next, I have, this is the year that we, and I say we, I'm going to be saying we with these, but mostly they're for me, but also for you guys too. We're expressing our feelings to people
more often. I think sometimes, here's what, I'll just read what I wrote down. Tell people what they mean to you more often. Don't be afraid to tell people that they inspire you. Don't be afraid to give other people credit, compliments. Tell people you care about them, you miss them. Tell them you cherish them. Tell them, even if you are jealous of them, like, tell that, like, be more open with people about what you feel, because no matter what it is, you're going to be closer with them afterwards if it's good, if even if it's like you have a problem with them or something. But I think I've been just maybe a little bit more sentimental recently, but I was realizing how I have not been as expressive, especially to my family. Like, my family's very, like, jokey. If we have a moment where we're really, like, mushy-gushy, it doesn't last long because we'll, like, joke. We're just, like, almost uncomfortable with it. Mm-hmm. But it's so important, I think, to express to people. You know, you don't have to do it with your words yet, but I think it's important to get there at some point. But, like, even writing a note to them or a text and just, like, telling them how you feel about them, it makes you feel really good to say it, and it makes their day completely. So I think not being scared to, you know, tell people.
Yeah, show your emotions more. And you're right, it does connect you more with people. Yeah. And makes your bond stronger, I think.
Yeah, and it doesn't make you look any less if you tell people. I think sometimes, especially, like, admitting to someone that they inspire you, or that, like, you are jealous of them, or that you, like, they gave you something special. I think sometimes I even feel protective of, like, I want to
have the credit of that.
Yeah, 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 almost. But then when I let other people know, like, you've done this for me, it does. It's like, oh, why did I feel like that would make me feel any less, like, powerful? It makes me feel more empowered, because I understand the importance of, like, we're all here on this earth to help each other. And, like, if no one felt the need to have credit, this world would have so many more amazing things.
And on that note, it's, like, kind of a testament, or it's a good thing that you have people in your life that do that for you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel the same way. Like, I feel like I'm kind of a sometimes, like, closed off defensive person, where it's like, I want to be like, no, I did that. Like, it's my thing. And, but what, like, a beautiful thing that you have people in your life that do inspire you, that, like, make you better. That should be nothing but a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Especially, I mean, it's easy to start with social media people, and people actually are pretty good at that, I feel like. But if you don't want to start people closest to you right now, those would be the most powerful people to express that to. But even if you just want to, like, express it to people you see on social media, like, hey, you inspire me so much. Like, I really like your feed, and I really like the clothes that you wear, and it affects what I pick every day. So thank you.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you seem any less creative. Doesn't make you seem any less, like, you know what I mean?
Definitely. I love that. Okay. I saw this on Pinterest and I really liked it. So it says, ruthlessly cut away the unimportant and focus on the important. And I just like that. I think we just talked about this on a podcast that we were on Caitlin Nolan's podcast. And she's the one who we have our TikTok course that just came out.
Oh, yeah.
On Balanced Boss, which you guys should definitely check out, especially if you're looking to, like, get into TikTok, social media, grow your platforms. She is such an awesome example of someone who's done that and who went from having no followers to, like, building her
growing
audience
a short amount of time,
and having this be her full-time job. So anyway, side note that there's so many good tips in that. But I talked about this a little on her podcast that we just were guests on. I know that the word ruthless can be a little harsh. It might sound a little harsh, but I think sometimes it gets to a point in life where you do have to be ruthless with your time, with your energy, especially if you've just been kind of, like, bopping around, like, not being super intentional about your life in general or your choices, or you're just, again, kind of accepting the bare minimum. It's like, oh, yeah, well, the example I was giving, it was, like, Instagram. I was feeling like it wasn't making me happy. I was feeling this, like, burden that it had over me. I almost feel embarrassed to admit that because it sounds so stupid. Like, honestly, even when I say it,
no,
I'm like,
it's very relatable, I think.
I don't even know why I feel that way, but I was just feeling this so heavily, and I feel like I did just that. Like, I ruthlessly just, like, cut it out. I was like, I'm deleting the app. Like, I am not going on there for months. Like, and to me, that's so powerful to just be more, like, ruthless with your time and with your energy. Like, don't put your time into just stupid things. Like, start doing the things that you actually want to do and focus on the important things in your life, or the things that you think are important. And your life will improve so much. You'll just become better.
Yeah.
So
be ruthless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my next one is, I guess we're lowering the standards a little bit with this one, but this is for people, I think, a lot of the times when we talk about health specifically, when we say try a new vegetable a week, like get your greens into every meal, let's just start with you know, step one and get at least one vegetable into your meal a day. You know, because some people, that's where they're starting from. There are some days that go by that I'm like,
not one vegetable.
All the food I ate was brown and white.
Oh, I was going to say, that's not an unrealistic goal for me. Like sometimes I'm like, okay, it's nighttime. I've not had one vegetable.
So I think even just it's okay if you're not getting all the servings of everything in every single day. We talk about, you know, crowding out instead of trying to take things out. Make sure you just add better things in. So if that's just adding one vegetable in a day, that's very doable. Spinach is an easy one to do. You can throw it in a smoothie. You can throw it in pasta, whatever.
Yes.
Just focus on that with your health.
I like that.
You don't need to be too crazy.
Okay, wash your bed sheets once a week. I like Sundays. I do Saturdays or Sundays. Sometimes I miss and like it'll be 2 weeks or even sometimes 3 weeks. But it just feels so good to get into a clean bed. There is something about it. And I love starting out the week like that. Like,
yeah.
It's so crazy because there's never really a point where I'm like, okay, this is disgusting. We need to wash our bed. Like, I'm always just kind of like, yeah, the sheets feel fine. But when we clean them, when they're fresh and clean, when we get into bed, like, both Leif and I audibly are like, oh my gosh, it feels so good.
Yeah, it does.
So there's just something about it. And I feel like it does make me feel very refreshed, ready for a new week. So that's been a goal that I'm trying to uphold this year.
Love that. Well, I'll go off that one with another laundry one. And this is something I'm working on this year. Putting away our laundry immediately after it comes out of the dryer. I'm horrible at this. My laundry system right now is so out of just whack. We have like different laundry baskets just in different rooms. I don't have a special place for my laundry. And we'll wash something. We'll let it sit in the washer for a little too long. And then we'll put it in the dryer. And then it'll sit in the dryer
like
for a
mildew.
While. Yeah, and then you have to like redo it. It's just, it's a pain. And so this year I've really been trying to put away my laundry immediately when it comes out of the dryer and change it as soon as it's done being washed.
Yeah.
It's really not hard at all. It's just the thought of doing it is so just, I don't know, just dreadful. But that's my rule for 2022. And honestly, probably going to be the one that changes my life the most.
Leif and I forget about our laundry all the time in the washer because it's in
so
the
hard.
Garage.
Yeah.
So we have to physically go out there. So it's like,
oh, that actually
it's
is
not
hard.
Even in your like line of vision. And so
you can't hear the annoying beeping.
Yeah. So if we don't get it immediately, if we don't remember like, okay, we're doing loads of laundry, like I'll go out there I'll go out there to wash a load. And I'm like, this has been in here for 2 solid days.
Yeah.
And it smells like freaking mildew.
Yeah. Then you have to redo
it. Rewash it. And sometimes it doesn't even get the smell fully out. I'm like, cool. Anyway, I could definitely work on that as well. Okay. Have an in-depth self-care day once a month. So I just think this sounds fun. I feel like if you just treat one day out of the month, like maybe you get all of your appointments, like your nails, your facial, like take a long drive. It doesn't always have to be like stuff that costs a ton of money either, but just buying yourself flowers, like doing something that you think is fun and just kind of giving yourself that chance to treat yourself and have fun. And
like
take
have
the
like
pressure.
A full me day.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
I feel like almost I was even thinking like kind of treat it like it's your birthday for a day, but just to yourself. It's not that you expect to get gifts or something. Although Leif, if you're listening, that would be awesome. No, but just, you know, having fun for a day and just taking kind of one day off, I guess,
yeah.
a month.
Put
to
it on
do,
your calendar.
Yeah. Put it on your calendar to do whatever you want. I'm just going to do my one that goes along with that because it relates. I put like have a day on your calendar once a month. Where you do stuff for other people, like where you do more service things. This doesn't have to be like a full day of service by any means, but I just tend to forget kind of like what you were saying with like expressing emotion and like telling people what they mean. I feel like sometimes I just get so wrapped up in like my life and my work and my family that I forget that other people, like that my friends are potentially like struggling or going through hard things. Like it's just... or even if they're not, like anyone could use like a nice text or like a surprise flower delivery. Like it's just nice to do things for other people. So I feel like if you are someone like me who like feels like you just get busy and forget, like literally putting it on your calendar to be like, even be specific and be like, text like 5 people or whatever, drop off this to this person, because service just always is going to make you feel better. So
yeah, if you want a fuller life, service is the way to go. Mm-hmm. Thinking about other people actually makes your life the most full. Okay, this one actually kind of goes along with yours as well. Using Sunday as an actual, like getting back to our roots of the Sabbath, I guess.
Yeah.
Using it as actually like a day of rest. Sometimes it can start to like bleed into the rest of the week where I'm doing the same things I was doing the other days of the week on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then my weeks just all bleed together.
Yeah.
And so I feel like trying to focus on having Sunday be kind of more of a special day of just like rest and not doing anything strenuous or, you know, related to work, and just spending time with family, friends, you know, taking quiet time, taking naps, you know.
Yeah.
Just having a restful day where you're not feeling guilty that you're taking a rest either.
Yeah, it's like having more intentional, like purposeful rest on that day. I love a Sunday nap.
Yeah.
That is my favorite. Okay, read one book a month. I feel like this is very doable.
Yeah.
For everyone. One a month is, I feel like that's a good goal that's realistic for most people. And it's a good time frame to finish a book. Because sometimes it's like, let's be honest, you don't want to read one book for 3 months.
Yeah, no, no, no.
It's like you're just, at that point, you're dragging it out.
It's not a good book.
No, you're dragging it out. So I feel like one book a month is good. And it's a good goal for someone who maybe, we talked a little bit about this on our last episode, like doesn't feel like they're a reader or wants to read more, but they're just like overwhelmed by it. I feel like just setting a goal like that can be helpful. So I actually don't know exactly what my goal is, but I feel like I would honestly say like 2 books a month for myself, because I don't read a lot at a time. Like I'll literally read one chapter per night. So it's like, I'm not going to get through a whole book unless I have time. Like when I was on my flight to and from Arizona, yeah. I read. And so I got through like 40% of a book because I was literally reading for hours on end. But
yeah, sometimes you have way more time than others.
It just depends. But I feel like once a month is a good,
you know what I just thought of? We should have days where we just go to the beach and read. Cause we'll have like beach days where we'll go, but we just hang out.
Yeah.
Just, we should go and read.
I would love that.
I mean, not that I'm like, I have a great idea. People do that all the time at the beach. I'm just saying when we go, we should make it a, you know, more intentional. We can both read.
Yeah. I love that.
My next one is I'll do two as well. That kind of go along with one another. Keeping our cars clean, ladies.
Love that.
Have you seen that meme that's like girls' cars versus boys' cars? Boys' cars are always so clean and girls' cars are disasters.
That's
because they have
true.
Like clothes, water bottles, trash, and then boys' room versus girls' room, and boys' rooms are always just disgusting and girls have more of a tidy room.
Wow, so that's so true.
We're flipping the script. And I think there's a couple things that we can do to kind of hone in on this and make it a lot easier for ourselves. First of all, every time you go in from your car, bring a handful of trash if there's trash in there. Sometimes there's a lot that you're not going to, you know, grab a trash bag out and clean it all out right then. But to not let it get out of hand, for my plastic water bottle girlies, first of all, get a Stanley cup. It's about time. Just hop on the train. Everyone's doing it. It's okay. We can all be basic together. They're great. Just bring it. If you drink a water bottle or a Starbucks drink, don't leave it in the freaking drink
container.
That
is one of my toxic traits.
And then you go to get another drink and they're full. And you're like, okay, well, now I have to find the trash. And it's just, let's just avoid that situation altogether.
That is a really good thing to remember. And it's something that I have tried to do recently is every time I go inside, like getting from the little side things. I'll have like straw.
Like straw things.
Straw things.
We always have dog freaking like poop bags for some reason as well.
Yeah, just little things. And it's like I'll even consciously, sometimes I don't even have anything in my hands.
Yeah.
And I'll consciously be like, I don't want to. But then I'll be like, I should. Like I literally don't even have my hands full. Yeah. Like I need to just get these out of the car. So that's a great one.
And you don't have to bring it inside either. If you park in a driveway, you park in a parking lot and there's a trash, just like put it in the trash. Luckily, we have a dumpster really close to our parking spot. So we'll always now bring the, because we've been trying to do this. And I think another thing for girls is clothes. Is I always have clothes in my car. I'm like, why did I even have these shoes in here?
Yeah.
But if you bring them in every single time, like whatever you use, if you threw your jacket back there, grab the jacket, bring it in.
Yes.
And then the second one that goes along with that is cleaning out your purse every night. This is actually from the book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. She talks about emptying out your purse when you get home and like organizing, throwing out the trash. And if you don't let it get too bad, it's really easy.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the initial maybe clean out is like, oh my gosh, there's crumbs, there's quarters, everything.
It feels so good to have a clean purse. Mm-hmm. I recently did that and I went through and just got rid of also, there's stuff that I'm like, why? Like, yeah. I do not need this.
It's like cards, weird things.
Yeah. And
parking tickets.
Yeah, like receipts and quarters. Yeah. And I'm just like, what is all this?
Yeah.
And it feels so good to only have the stuff you really need in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one is save a percentage of all your money.
Nice.
So I know finances are hard. It can never be a blanket statement of like, here's do this, because everyone's financial situations are completely different. All of our jobs are different. But I feel like something universal that we can try and do is pick a percentage, and it can be different month to month, but you can start with a super low percentage too. If you don't have like a ton of spare money, there are going to be times when maybe you don't even have like the means to save because of whatever, A, B, and C, and that is totally fine. But making it a goal to save a certain percentage can be really helpful to just get some money in your savings. And again, whatever that percentage, your whatever you want it to be, it can be 5%, it can be 50%, and anything in between and anything else you want to do. But that has been really helpful. I feel like the time that I've seen like my savings account grow the most has been when I've been very dedicated to that.
Mm-hmm.
And been like, okay, every single paycheck I get, like this percentage comes out into savings. And, you know, we want to be financially thriving in 2022.
Yeah.
So
down with that. Okay. This is weird that I thought of this because I haven't actually been in an airport in a long time. But this is a rule for that I just want other people to follow, I guess, in 2022. Okay. Is no more, like, let's make the airport airplane experience better all around. Let's be better people at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not stand so close to the freaking baggage claim. Let's not stand up right when it comes, you know, right when the plane lands. Let's just wait. Let's just all wait it out. Let's not be rude. Let's be, let's say thank you to the stewardess when we're leaving.
You know what this all comes down to is patience.
Yes, that's literally what I wrote. Let's just be patient and better at the airport when it comes to flights, because it's already a stressful experience, no matter what, going on a flight, getting there, boarding. Let's just make it easier for everybody.
Yeah, the main one that really makes, just grinds my gears is standing next to the baggage claim, like carousel. It makes me so mad because it doesn't make sense. That's what makes me the most mad is like there's no...
They should do a psychological experiment, like, or study why people do
an evaluation. Like, because
it's peer pressure, maybe. Once one person does it, everybody else does it.
Because you kind of have to at that point, because if you are the only one who's being respectful and you're like 10 feet back, you can't see anything.
No.
Sometimes. Like, if everyone is right up against it, it's like, okay, well, now I have to join you because I can't find my bag. It's the same thing as people who go up to, you know, if there's a long line of traffic, they go up to like as close as they can get to the top and then they cut in. You're making more traffic. Mm-hmm. You are the reason there's traffic.
Exactly.
Just wait in the line like everybody else.
Just be cool.
Just be patient. I couldn't agree more. Okay, these are my last two that I'm just going to pretty much combine it into one. And I said this on my original 2022 rules on my TikTok, but stop taking advice from people who you don't even look up to. I think this is very pertinent. Also, on the same tangent, kind of like stop looking to others to answer things that you already know within, and you don't need to that validation. You're just seeking external validation. Like, I think this kind of was brought to my attention because I was recently having a conversation with someone and they were talking about how like this person in their life just like made them feel so dumb for like kind of pursuing the things that they wanted to do. And they were saying like, they just made me feel this way. And so now I don't even want to do it because like I feel dumb. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, and that person you were taking advice from is not successful, not in a good mental place. Like these are things that I know because I know the situation. It's like, and it's so crazy to me that, you know, we let some random person who doesn't even like have our best interests, like affect us and not do the things we want to do because they don't think it's cool. It's like, dude, you're not even cool. Like, why would I take your advice? Mm-hmm. I just think we need to like step in again, step into our power more and just be like, I'm going to do what I want to do and care less about what other people think. It doesn't mean you can't take anyone's advice ever and that you are the greatest person, you know everything. But I think we could all stand to just like kind of, I don't know, be a little bit more.
I think everybody is an expert at something.
Yeah.
But they're not an expert at everything. So, you know, you could probably get advice from that person about something else. But yeah, especially in that area of their life, if it's not something you want, then you don't have to take advice from them about it.
Exactly. And just stop feeling like you need to take everyone's advice.
Yeah.
Like you really don't. Mm-hmm. You have everything. All the answers and all of your feelings are already in you and with, you know, your desires and your passions are already valid. Mm-hmm. Just all as around. They are. You don't have to like seek out other people's validation for them.
Exactly. Okay. My last two have nothing to do with each other, but I'll combine them into one as well. This is something I recently did that I think if you haven't done yet, you need to do. This is a very important rule because in this day and age of, you know, endless photos, endless iPhone cameras, you know, we have a camera in our hands at all times. And if you're like me, you have thousands of photos in your iPhone cloud and your and everywhere. I have photos everywhere and they're not organized whatsoever. And so once I had a kid, I was like, you've done this for a while because you're a photographer. And I've heard you and Tyson talk about like your hardwares and all that stuff.
Hard drives.
Oh yeah, hard drives. And I've just never done that because I've never needed to. I don't have clients and just all on my iPhone. But now that I have a kid and I use, you know, I take videos on a video camera or, you know, with a film camera and I get sent that to my email. They're all in different places and on my desktop, they're labeled like just Curtis, 54321 from the place. And so I was realizing our parents used to, well, at least my mom used to scrapbook for us. So if we wanted to go look at, you know, us when we were five, you go pick out your scrapbook that says 2000, whatever, you know? And so I realized I wanted to start that now because I have so many important videos and photos of like his first days of life, us at the hospital. So I went through, organized, put all of our photos, our film photos, our videos, labeled them like by month. And then in the month category, in the month folder, I would say, you know, hospital photos or maternity photos or, you know, his first day meeting friends and family. Like I literally have ones like meeting JC, like, you know, just
getting very specific.
So if I ever want to find a photo, I don't have to go on a freaking treasure hunt. I can just go look in his photos. And also I did post about it on Instagram, like that I put them on a hard drive. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people are like, also put them on a cloud or something because sometimes the hard drive
can fail.
Yeah. So put them on a hard drive if you want it like a physical one. And then I'm just skeptic of cloud sometimes. So I think having them in both spaces is great.
Yeah. When you're a wedding photographer and you lose someone's wedding photos, you learn very quickly that you have to back up all your photos.
Yeah.
And organizing things on a hard drive is so nice. It makes it so nice when you do want to go back and find something. Like if I'm like, when we went to whatever, Australia, that was in 18. And I can literally go back to my 2018 hard drive, go to travel, see right there, exactly. Australia. And then even down further, it's like, Byron Bay or Sydney. Like you can just, it's so much better.
Yeah.
That's
I should have been doing it for myself, but I think it took having a kid to want to like, you know, actually do it for somebody else. And so I don't know if I can backtrack and do the last 5 years of my life.
I don't think that's necessary.
But we're starting now.
Yes.
Okay, I just almost blew the speaker. And kind of going off of that as well, I think just preserving memories, not even so that you can go back and look at them, but I think when you journal or you organize your memories a little bit, it helps you remember. You know how people say if you write down your dreams in the morning, it helps your memory?
Mm-hmm.
I think even just, I got this little book and it's, I saw Tessa post about it. She got it for Coco, her daughter,
mm-hmm.
and it's one line a day. And you just write down for 5 years and you just write down one memory from that day. So I literally instantly was influenced and got it. And I've just been doing that at night, just like one little memory, like, today Kay started smiling back at us or something.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows if I'll ever go back and read them, but it just helps me remember.
Yeah, I love that.
And then my last rule is, this is a good one to end on. Make eye contact, smile at strangers, say hi, say good morning, say how are you, you know, hold the door open for people. be friendlier. And I think that kind of goes along with getting out of your own head and your own life and thinking about other people more often. Nick is such a good example of this. I've talked about it before. He's like the nicest, friendliest person ever. He will hold the door open for people, always ask them how they're doing. Any cashier we meet, he's like, hi, how are you? You know, and something I've noticed is it literally can change my day if I pass a stranger and they're smiling at me and they say, like, you know, on a walk even.
Good,
like,
morning.
Hey, good morning. Or if I smile and they don't smile back, I'm like, okay, my day is ruined. Cool.
Yeah.
So I think just like little things like that can make your life feel more rich and happier and just make you a better person.
Yeah. And I think with the increase of technology and phones, like, we are losing that human connection more and more. So it feels even more valuable these days.
Yeah.
To be friendly.
You never know
and
what people are going through. So you could just make their day.
Definitely. This was a great episode.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was real fun.
I like being a listener, but I also miss talking.
Yeah. Miss talking about myself.
I miss listening to myself.
Podcasting is fun. My favorite thing in the world. I truly couldn't love it anymore. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you gained something from this episode. Make sure to go follow our Instagram if you are interested in, like, being a part of any of our episodes, because we always ask for listener input and for your stories and stuff. Also,
I have an idea.
Okay.
Go comment on our verified account. Go comment on our post that will be going up today and comment one of your rules for 2022.
Ooh, I love that.
So we can, you know.
Yeah, we can favorite some and.
I'm realizing, like, when I listen to these episodes how frustrating it is to not be able to be part of the conversation. So.
Oh, you mean as a listener? Yeah. Sometimes I do feel that way, especially if I know the people who are talking. I'm like, I want to interject. Yeah. I'm like, be like, yes. And then I'm like, oh, I'm literally sitting on my couch.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you. And that's what we said. Bye.